This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the economy has been in a weird place. The Dow is strong. The dollar is strong. Job numbers seem better than anticipated, and consumers are still buying what they want. However, buying power is lowering because prices are higher. You don't have to look any further than your local grocery store to see what's happening. I'm not blaming the local grocery store. The problem is that there's a middleman somewhere up the chain that is making a lot of money from the producers of products and the consumers of them. And when you're in rural America, those people are the same. So what is going on in rural America economically? We'll find out right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
The October Rural Main Street Index just came out, and it's the monthly outlook on the rural economy. The numbers this month were not stellar. Dr. Ernie Goss is with Creighton University, and he talks about the results that the survey found.
Well, our survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of 10 states in the midsection of the country, the overall index, which ranges between 0 and 100, has been below growth neutral now for 14 straight months. Has a lot to do with on the grain side, very weak. On the livestock side, not so weak. So it's a tale of two areas of agricultural economy. In terms of grain, we're talking about in a recession. Most farmers out there, whether it's corn, soybean, or wheat, prices are below the break-even point.
We talk at length about how the livestock market's been supported by consumer demand, but it's also been helped by low grain prices. It's kind of a rock and a hard place for some producers.
Well, it's certainly helpful. Livestock, I won't say is robust, but it's better. It's somewhat better. And of course, the domestic market's holding up pretty good, although the consumer's stretched out there right now, and we'll have to wait and see how that plays out in the coming months. But right now, the consumers on the lower end are very heavy in debt, and they'll have to be cutting back on some of those beef purchases and moving down to chicken or some other less expensive meat product.
Interest rates are the biggest problem that farmers are facing right now, whether it's for operating loans, equipment loans, land purchases, what have you. The interest rates are higher than what we've seen in the past couple of years.
The interest rates are still too high on the long end, especially. Now, the Fed did reduce interest rates about the third week of September, and that brought down short-term rates, and that would be, of course, for the farmer, that would not include mortgages and farmland purchases. But on the short end, for operating loans, those are lower by 50 basis points or 0.25%, but they're still running between over 8% in terms of operating loans. But when the Fed cut interest rates on the short end, the long end, long-term interest rates, for example, the 10-year treasury moved up, and farmland interest rates on the purchase of farmland moved up.
There are other indicators that also help focus on how rural America is doing economically.
Farm equipment sales declined for the 15th straight month. Of course, that may improve with lower interest rates, but we have to wait and see. That hasn't turned up yet. And the numbers we're getting from most of our indicators are down to a four-year low. Farm land prices, not as tough there. We're seeing for the fifth time in the past 6 months, farm land prices sank, but even there, not as much as farm income. Farm land prices are holding up reasonably well.
We have more on this story at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.